best thing that ever happened to me was to come to know Lord Jesus Christ in the heart of my sin. Thank you, Lord. He looked beyond my thoughts, and he saw every one of my needs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we praise God on today. Before we get into the word, there's a couple of things I'd just like to make mention of to the saints of God. Praise God. Executive board meeting here at 3P's just on last week, and the purpose of that meeting was to make sure that we all that are in leadership, in particular within the church, are all together on the same page. Prior to our meeting, maybe a month prior, I had reached out to Elder Jones and Sister Jones to ask them if they would accept the position of assistant pastor. We had determined in our heart and mind not to appoint anyone to that position until a year had passed after the passing of going home of Pastor Webb, a brother who stood back and just was such an inspiration to our church. And so on that note, Ellen and Sister Jones said, well, we need to pray about it. And I said, that's the proper thing to do. And they prayed about it. And they came back with a determination. They said, yes, they would fill that position. So I want all of the saints of 3P's to know that Elder Warren Jones is now the assistant pastor of 3P's Christian Ministries. Can we give them a round of this couple, their heart is just so humble before the Lord. They love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we just thank God for that. You know, and again, and here at 3P's, we know that we all work together, that we are in this together. Amen. Amen. There's big eyes and little ears in the house of God, but we work in a way to where the church will always be covered, and regardless of what transpires, the church will continue always to move on. So we thank the Lord. And then also, I made another appointment to Sister Camille. Yes, she's my daughter, but she has shown herself to be faithful. She has shown herself to be a woman of God who carries the word of God and serves for the people of God. And for that, I am so grateful. As a father, I'm grateful. As a pastor of 3P's, I'm very grateful to have those that are in our midst that are dedicated to the Lord. And again, I know we're not in the house of the Lord right now, and God is going to turn this thing around. But as time go forward, we're going to, there's some appointments that we will officially make. But today, I want to let you know that we will, when the time is right, ordain Sister Camille Perry as an evangelist. She has an evangelistic spirit. She has that thing about her that she connects with people. And so we just thank the Lord for that. And so those are the two appointments that I want to mention on today. And so we thank the Lord for that. I also covered your prayers, and we'll get into the word just real briefly here. A good friend of mine, Frank Brooks, we've been friends ever since 1981 in the military together. He was here for 1971. I'm sorry, 1971, thank you, Sam. And because 81 has another meaning. In 1971, we've been friends and really close friends. When we had the 7th year anniversary, as it were, here at the church, he and his wife came from Colorado to be here. When my mother passed away, and my father, and my brother, and my brother-in-law, each different time, he drove from Colorado to Oklahoma to be with me. Got a call on last, I believe it was Sunday, that his mom had just passed. And he was driving from Colorado to Virginia. And the Lord put it in my spirit that I would want to be with him in his time of need. So you'll be Wednesday morning, I'll be flying out to Virginia for a couple of days for the funeral and to be with him and to be back on Wednesday on Saturday. So I covered Paul's prayers. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so we just continue to lift up all the saints. We continue to pray for Brother Ed. His mother has passed away. The service will be coming up this week, this Thursday. Please keep Brother Ed in your prayers as well. Amen. For Wednesday, I'm sorry, Mr. Wednesday. Yes. Mr. Wednesday, amen. And so, Ed, we're praying for you. And all of the saints, we're praying for one another. All right, praise God. One of you is for a subject today. I think you see it on the screen already. God said, Macedonia. What type of subject is that? God said, well, we have to qualify what that subject is all about. How many know that God needs us and he guides us in the places where he wants us to go?
Yeah.
You know, that sometimes we may want to go a certain place or go in a certain way, but God will say, no, not that place and not that way. Do anyone hear from the Lord like that? Have you ever had in your mind you was going to do a certain thing, and then all of a sudden you say, no, I don't think so. Because the Holy Spirit, he will guide us. And we thank God for that. Jesus said when he was prophesying of his own death, that he would not leave us comfortless, that he would send us the Holy Spirit. And he would lead us and guide us into all truth and righteousness. And so we thank the Lord for knowing that. God has a purpose. God has a plan for everything that he does. God does nothing because he has nothing else to do. He places us in strategic places for a reason. He saved us for a reason.
Yeah.
He's gifted us for a reason. He's forgiven us for a reason. We have so much to thank our God for. And so in these days and times that we're living in a time of COVID-19, we're living in a time of unrest in our nation, we're living in a time where even police officers are being assaulted and just shot down, and it's just a lot of things going on. Fire is burning all over the place. People being displaced and losing everything they had, and the smoke covering the area. And so it's a lot going on. But God is good. God is faithful. He's in control. He's sovereign. And he has a plan for each one of us. We have to know that. Man, we have to believe that. We have to walk in that. It's not over, whatever it is, until God says that it's over. But one thing we do know, that God wants the gospel message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. We read in scripture that after the gospel had been proclaimed in all earth, then the end shall be. And so we don't know when Christ is soon to come back, but I tell you what, we need to be about our Father's business. Amen. We need to be about our Father's business. So in Acts chapter 16, verse 6 through 12, I may have to give a little background of that as well, but I'll show you where this subject comes from. It says, now when they had gone through Pergia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Who is it they here? Paul and Silas. Paul was going out on his second missionary journey to establish churches in Asia Minor, to preach the gospel to those who were lost. And that's the calling that God had placed upon his life. And so Paul and Silas, and then if we were to look at the first four verses of this chapter here, we would see that Timothy came on board. A young man whose mom was Jewish and his dad was Greek, and his mom and his grandmother loved the Lord. And Paul called on this young man and anointed him and took him with him to be part of the ministry. So when he said, when they had gone, we'll see the they, because also this they brings in Dr. Luke in the same time as when Luke began to walk with Paul and Silas as they ministered the gospel. So again, verse 6, now when they had gone through Pergia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Isn't that interesting? God wants us to preach the gospel. He wants us to tell our testimonies. He wants us, and he's given us the authority, the privilege, to to lead people to Christ. So sometimes in our heart and our mind, it sounds like a good thing to go to a certain place. But if you notice, it says, but the Holy Spirit forbade them to go. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia. Because Paul, in his heart and his mind, he wants to revisit the churches that has already been established. And isn't it good that somebody care enough for us as saints to draw up close to us and share something with us that will help us in our Christian walk, will help us in our walk with the Lord? Because I believe that we should grow in the Lord every day. We should be stronger today than we were yesterday. And we sure should be stronger today than we were last year. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. God will help us to grow in him. So after they had, in verse 7, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, did not permit them. Can you imagine those with Paul right now saying, well, where are we going? He goes, I don't know. He's a leader, but at this point, the Holy Spirit is saying no. Amen. Verse 8, so passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. All of this is in Asia Minor. And God said, no, don't go north. They turned, okay, we'll go this way. Don't go south. So they just came from the east. So evidently, God has a plan for them. So in verse 9, get this. Because God has a purpose. God has a plan for everything that he does. I learned over in my lifetime, see, I can even have the right motives, the right intentions, but if the timing is off, if it's not in God's time, it's still off. It's not the right time to do so. But here, when we see that if the Holy Spirit tells you a no, guess what? He'll tell you a yes as well. So in verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Now, mind you, I can imagine he's in a quandary wondering, why is the Holy Spirit not allowing us to go here? He's telling us not to go there. So he decided, well, let me lay myself down to sleep. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Can you imagine? And a man in this vision that he saw, a man of Macedonia, stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, mind you, the Holy Spirit has said, no, don't go there, and don't go here. And now God shows him a vision, and in this vision, he sees a man crying for help. Not only God shows him where the man is at, and the man is saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Verse 10, now after he had seen the vision, immediately, without hesitation, we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Ain't that just like the Lord? Will he give us direction? Will he give us what to do? If we wait on him, if we trust him, if we hear his voice, he'll guide and direct our path. He'll show us what to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will. The unfriendly church of God, he will direct our path. So he concluded that the Lord had called them to preach the gospel to them in Macedonia. This is very interesting because now Macedonia was in Europe. And this was the Greco-Roman Empire. And so all of the preaching had gone on in Asia. Now, and even to this day, this area is called the gateway to Europe. So the Lord is saying it's time to take the gospel over to Europe. And so now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, we got on the ship, sailing to Troas. We ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day we came to Neapolis. And from there to Philippi. You see something here? We may not know where all these places are on the top of our head, but guess what? They got to move it in the direction that God told them to go. All right. And that's one thing that we need to learn how to do. And he said, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia. They made it in Macedonia a colony, and we were staying in that city for some days. God said, go to Macedonia. When God gives us a direction, again, it's for a purpose. He wasn't sending them to Macedonia on vacation. He wasn't sending them to a resort location to where they can kick their sandals off, roll around in the sand, and eat some goat. No, it was a purpose for God directing them to go to Macedonia. So, time will allow me to just read the whole thing, but let's just talk about what happened when they got to Macedonia. There was a lady, a seller of purple named Lydia, an expensive dye, but when they got into this region, and in this region there was not enough people to have a synagogue. So these women met at the river. These women were proselytes to where they had embraced the God of the Hebrews. But now here come Paul and his crew with the word. And so he began to minister to them at the riverside, to Lydia and the other women. And guess what? Here the lady wanted to give her life to Christ. Her and her family were blessed by the word of God that they heard. And she was baptized in her family. So God had a purpose for telling Paul and Silas and Timothy and Luke not to go to those other places, but go to Macedonia. Okay. Not only that, the lady was so impressed and so blessed that she said to the apostles that if I have found favor in your eyes, then while you guys are here on your missionary journey, you can stay in my house. All right. God had opened up a door for them. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know if they were going to have a place to stay, if the inn was going to be full. But now here, a woman who's been converted by their message opened up her house to them. God has a purpose. The call was, come over to Macedonia and help us. There was a lot of Greek philosophy there. There was illicit things going on. Mm-hmm. There was so many worldly things happening over in Macedonia. In the vision, the man said, come over here and help us. Thank you, Lord. Do you know a lot of people need help today? There's a lot of folks who need help and don't even know it. And so, as they left the riverbank, in verse 16 through 19, here was a young girl who was possessed with a demon, who was a fortune teller, and those who was over her was making money off of her. And picture this, here come the men of God walking down the street, and they're talking and they're sharing the goodness of Jesus. And every day she was running behind them. These men are men of the Most High God. Now what she was saying was right, but her spirit was wrong. And what happened? So again, God said, go to Macedonia. And so what did the apostle do? He had just about enough, and he rebuked that demon, and the demon came out of her. And whatever she was doing before was gone. Whatever abracadabra she was doing was gone. Whatever fortune telling she was doing didn't work no more. And those that was in charge said, wait a minute. We're not going to make any more money off of her. So we got to start some trouble down here. These men have come over here and they teach us stuff that we don't believe on this side. Do you know that every time God sends us someplace, it's not always going to be salt and spring?
That's right.
It's not always going to be ice cream and cookies. We're going to have some opposition. We're going to find ourselves in some places that's not comfortable sometimes. But we know that if God has called us to go, then we need to go, because if he God, he will provide.
That's right.
He'll make a way out of no way. So they cast the devil out. The folks got mad. And guess what? They beat Paul and Silas and threw them in jail. Threw them down in the dungeon. Threw them down, matter of fact, and put their feet in stocks. Locked them down. Praise God. Thank you. And so God said, go to Macedonia. So the first thing was real good. Here's a woman and her household and got saved. Hallelujah. And here the power of the Holy Ghost is working in them, and they spot this demon and cast him out. And the folks get mad, and now here they are thrown in jail. Thank God that's not the end of the story. We saw that in power. I would admonish everybody that's tuned in right now. On Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, you're missing a treat if you don't dial in to Power Hour. Is that all right to give a commercial in the middle of the message?
Amen.
I think it will bless you. Amen. And so they were thrown in jail. Do you know that God's people should keep a song on their heart?
Yes.
That we should keep a praise on our lips?
Yes.
That we should always be in the attitude of atmosphere of prayer? That we need to keep our eyes on Jesus,
that's right,
regardless of what's happening in our life.
Right.
So, mind you now, God said, go to Macedonia. Great, we did that, we've seen God's hand, and now, God, we've been thrown in prison. Now, they could have been having a pity party, but they didn't.
All right.
Because they understand that God doesn't show up in pity parties, he comes to prayer meeting. So if you don't know that by now, quit the pity and start praying. Start praising, start magnifying the Lord. Whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content, whether it be up or down, rich or poor. I'm instructed in God to be content, knowing that my God will never leave me nor forsake me. So they found themselves now in prison in Macedonia. But the terror be at midnight.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
You know, sometimes midnight is that lonely time of night. Sometimes at midnight is whenever that sickness or pain you have seems like it magnifies. Sometimes at midnight is still a long way before the sun comes up. And sometimes it's a whole lot on our minds. And sometimes we're wrestling, rocking back and forth, and we just can't get no peace, no rest. But when we begin to call on Jesus, the Bible tells me they begin to sing and pray at midnight. Mind you, they're in the inner prison. They're down in the dungeon. They're on lockdown. They don't know what God's going to do. But they start giving God praise.
Hallelujah.
I think it's something about praising God. The Bible said that God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
And they began to praise God, and the earth started shaking.
Hallelujah.
The chains start breaking off of them. The guards who guarded them, they didn't know what to do. In those days, if you were guarding somebody and they got away, you had to do their time. And if their sentence was murder or was death, that's what yours was going to be. But God sent an earthquake.
Thank you, Father.
Shook the foundation of that prison. The shackles fell out. And the guard that was guarding them ran up there and said he was about to kill himself. He told us, I'm going to kill myself. That'll be easier than whatever these Romans are going to do to me. And the man of God, Paul, said, do yourself no harm.
All right.
We all here. We didn't break out when we got free. We right here. And guess what? That man and his family got saved. That man and his family got baptized. That man and his family became a part of the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. Paul being a Roman himself. And when they recognized it, okay, next day, we done enough. We done whooped them. We done beat them. We'll bet them out of jail. Now watch. See how many would do this. So the next day, the little bitty cops, little bitty guards came and said, okay, y'all come on out. Paul said, no, we're not going nowhere. The ones who sent you, tell them to come and let us out, because I'm a Roman citizen. And they knew then, if somebody is unjust to a Roman, you got trouble on your hand. He said, so you sent them the letter, so they came down, oh, please, okay, will y'all just put on the preacher and go? God said, go to Macedonia.
Yes.
God showed him in a vision, a man crying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Do we know where to go when we need help? We can go to the Lord in the time of our help. But conversely, people can come to us, and we may not have money, we may not have silver and gold, but we have something to help them. I hope y'all know what I'm going to close out, but we have something we can help people with. Regardless of what their situation is. The question is, do you know what you have? You remember when the apostle said, silver and gold have we none. But such as we have in the name of Jesus, take up the bed and walk. When we get that phone call, when if someone in front of us crying for help, we have the words of eternal life. We have a relationship with Jesus Christ the righteous. We've been anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. He told us that we can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. He said, if you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. He's given us instruction. He's empowered us, and it's for a reason. So, saints, we need to be ready, willing, and able to be a help wherever we can. We're carrying something that the world don't have. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our residence is in heaven. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm saying, God, use us for your glory. When the call of help comes, God, help us to be there. God, on this Wednesday, when the people come in for food, oh, God, let them hear a word from you. Let them receive the things that you have for them. Saints, God is awesome. He's good right now. And we may not be in the fellowship hall as we have before, but we are somebody in Jesus Christ. And we need to be about our Father's business.
Yes.
Don't sell yourself cheap. Don't feel like you're just going along. God has great work for us, each and every one of us, to do. He said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven.
Right.
Jesus sent the disciples out two by two. Don't take no money with you. Don't take a coat. Just go out and preach the gospel. Cast out devils. Do that. And they went out and they did what Jesus said. And they came back and they said, oh, Jesus, let me tell you, the demons were subject to us. And Jesus said, rejoice. Don't just rejoice in that, but rejoice because your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many today know your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you're on the Lord's side, thank you, Jesus. That's who we are. And we bless the Lord today. God bless you. God bless you, saints. Continue to keep us in prayer. Amen.
Okay.
Continue to keep us in prayer. We'll keep one another in prayer. God is turning things around. Stay always grateful. Always have a heart of thanksgiving of what the Lord has done for you. Walk in the Spirit of God. And we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Have a listening ear today for what the Holy Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. Some of us is in some dark places, in some heavy places, in some sorrowful places. Burdens upon our heart. Family members, friends, nation, world. But God said, I've given you something to help the people.